Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
Hey there, kids. How you doing? It is Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host, Jerry Burke, along with my personal chauffeur, Cabby. How you doing?
Brought the bugles.
Yeah. You know, normally it's in the opening here, it's all frivolity and making fun of, well, it's easy to make fun of Cabby. But we're actually going to be adults about this real quick. So, I sleep late. I work nights. And I guess I got up around, about 11 or so on Sunday morning. And I got a text through my phone, talking about the shooting. And I assumed it was Paris or, Brussels. And then I saw it was in Orlando. And look at it this way. There were 103 people shot total. 50 killed, 53 wounded. Next time you watch an NFL game, that's the roster of both teams. Both sidelines completely wiped out. Half of them dead. Look at it that way. Or the dugouts of four major league teams shot. Two of the dugouts never coming back. Now, everyone talking about guns this or ISIS that or what? Shut up.
Yeah.
Don't. That's 50 people who went out and did nothing wrong but other than live their lives are never going to live their lives again. It's just sickening.
And a lot of the wounded ones are.
Yeah. Awesome. A lot of them are hurt. These weren't just simple flesh wounds, as Monty Python would say. Don't get me started. Was it a terrorist? This was a bad human being,
right,
who shot 103 innocent people. All right? 100, think about that.
Whatever he thinks was justified.
Yeah, there's no justice. There is no justice.
Thanks for explaining it.
Yeah. I mean, really?
Yeah. And then the organization taking credit for this.
Yeah, well, they're in enough hot water. They might as well take credit for this.
Yeah.
But you know what? The world does go on. Sports is kind of trivial when it comes to the big picture, but there was things going on. Congratulations to the Penguins. It's hard to fix hockey. But we got to talk about we come back, we got to talk about the NBA finals cuz Draymond Green, I hate to say it, but I agree with Charles Barkley. We're going to talk about that when we come back. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844. 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Pedro Fernandez here. You might know me as the host of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, but this time I'm here to talk about that four-letter word everybody dreads, pain. If you have back pain or knee pain like I do, hey, you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. I'm talking about if Medicare is your primary medical insurance, guess what? You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge. Anything to help me with the pain, hey, makes it more manageable, gets my attention, folks. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for your back, ankle, knee, or shoulder, guess what? Give the Health Alert Hotline a call, toll-free, 1-800-428-1570, 1-800-428-1570. You can qualify for a back or knee brace or a shoulder brace for little or no charge, 1-800-428-1570, the Health Alert Hotline, 1-800-428-1570.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I ain't nobody rabbit!
I'm not having a good day, Cabby.
None of us.
The Red Sox lost again. You know, so did the O's. I mean, they're tied for first now, but still.
Well, they're in a pennant race. Who did they lose to, like Kansas City?
The Twinkies in ten innings. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Hey, I was doing some math. Where did I put that sheet of paper?
Get me my season tickets.
Hang on. Where did I put that? Hold on a second. I was doing some math earlier. Hold on.
That's time that will never be retained.
Oh,
yeah, you'll never get that time back.
Here, check this out. I was doing some math about the Cubs. And the Braves, and the based on the Cubs' winning percentage right now, which is .705, they're on a pace to win 114 games.
Okay,
which would finish them 53 games ahead of the Reds in their own division. Had the Braves been in the same division as the Cubs, based on their, they would have finished 67 games ahead of them.
Now, didn't the Braves beat the Cubs like Friday or?
Yeah, you know.
And so how have they been doing? The two out of three or no?
No, I got news for you. If the Braves win one out of three, they can think about that. They win one out of three in a series. That's actually higher than their winning percentage right now.
No, I'm happy with the Giants with the second game coming back after being down 4-3 and 10, and then today they ended up taking the two out of three because in baseball that's what it's about, right?
So you got to win two out of three at home and go .500 on the road, and you will be in the postseason.
Yeah. No, I mean, like in a series, you hate your other team. You know, the Dodgers, if they had won two in a row, they would have been like on our doorstep.
Mm-hmm.
Now they're a game back behind from where they would have been. It's very
Cleveland won again.
Yes.
Between them and the Rangers.
Cleveland's is a freight train.
Between them and the Rangers, my God. Who won again? I think the Rangers have lost like one game since like Easter.
Didn't we pick Cleveland, Baltimore, and the Rangers to win the AL divisions? I'm pretty sure, but I got a foggy memory.
I know you took the Rangers and you took Cleveland. I want to say you took Toronto in the East.
And they're coming up.
Yeah, they're only two and a half out right now. So, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, a TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. If you haven't heard, the Stanley Cup, fourth time the Penguins have won the Stanley Cup, and they've never won it on their home ice. You know?
What are you laughing at?
And you know what? Good.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah, right.
Good.
Exactly. They know the way to San Jose because that's where the cup is, right?
Yeah.
Now,
the Sharks, their first Stanley Cup finals appearance in their 25 years. And here's a news flash for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I've said this before. I have seen four-game sweeps that were fantastic series, and I've seen seven-game series that were complete duds. This was a really good series.
I'm so happy with the Sharks goalie. He's our guy of the future.
There was a 2-on-1 in the second when the score was 2-1, and he made a save.
He actually scored the game-winning goal with his back of his pad there. So.
Well, yeah.
Pittsburgh did get a real cheap little girly goal there.
Hey, you know what? That's going to happen.
And what's this guy's name? Letang? What is that, like French orange French, Kool-Aid
that's, or French, that's French for astronaut drink. Thank you very much. I wrote that one myself. I hate to say it,
yes.
But congratulations. Also, congratulations to the Wilkes-Barre-Scranton Little Pens. That's the minor league affiliate. They play in Pittston, Pennsylvania. Just saying.
Well, I'm mad at everybody in Pennsylvania. So even Philly fans, that's how far this hatred goes. But where are you from again?
Originally Massachusetts.
Oh, I thought you said Pennsylvania.
Well, I moved to Pennsylvania.
Where were you born?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
How do I not know? Boy, you say that all the time.
That's 20 miles south of where I grew up in Massachusetts.
So when I see one of those Hartford commercials, they're talking about you.
Yeah. Where I grew up in Agawam, Mass, until I was 9.
I think you told me you were from Penn.
I moved there when I was 9 to Scranton, or as I refer to it, hell with a zip code. But Agawam is literally, I'm not kidding you, from here to, and this is the same, from here to maybe, I'd say Chinatown from the Basketball Hall of Fame at Springfield. But from where we sit to literally across the street from the Connecticut state line, and 20 miles south of there is Hartford. And, Hartford, I guess, was a cooler town to be born in. I don't know.
Yeah, I live in a state that you go through 10 states before you go to the next.
How
far is San Diego? About 7 states away.
Yeah, I live. How far? I'm coming out to San Francisco. I was thinking about driving out to San Diego. How far is it? I said, 2 hours by plane.
Yeah, L.A. is really close to San Francisco if you don't mind going through the Sahara Desert.
People think L.A. and San Diego are, like, touching each other. That's
not bad, though. It's 90.
It's a difference between Baltimore and Philadelphia. I mean, it's not like they're suburbs of each other.
Plus, as a cab driver, I can go another 10, 15 miles an hour faster down there. So
true. That's 405, right? San Diego Freeway. 405, right?
Yeah, no, I always go to Anaheim. Anaheim's 90. L.A. is another 20.
25. This, we're going to get the sports. And this freaked me out when I lived in Dallas. Someone told me this, and I didn't believe it. But then I did the math. If you're driving from Dallas to Los Angeles, okay, by the time you get out of Texas, you're 1/3 of the way there.
No, it's actually worse.
No, it's 1/3.
I did it in the Navy, and they because I had to log the miles.
No, I'm talking from Dallas to the
Dallas to San Diego. I mean, Dallas to El Paso is like 600.
Right, but I'm saying
San Diego to El Paso is 575.
Right, but I'm saying you get it when you're on the 40 though. If you're cutting across going through.
That's a better route.
Yeah, if you're thinking the traditional route on the 40, yeah. That's the way it would go. So congratulations going out to the Pens, the winner of the Stanley Cup. Blah blah blah. But you know what? If you're the shot, Joe Thornton. I was living in Boston when he came up as a barely 18-year-old, and think about it. He's been. He's been in the league 19 years, and this is his first Stanley Cup final. 19 years. That was like Mike Morgan, the pitcher. He came with the A's when he was like
Dodgers
18 years old. He was in the league something like 22 years before he got a World Series ring with Arizona.
But he was on the tail end of those A's teams.
Well, he came up in 79. He was came up in 79. He didn't win a World. Didn't even get to a World Series. He made it again, but he didn't. Yeah, didn't even get to a World Series till 2001.
No, and they won it with what they call the block, the shot with the defensive bodies. That was kind of like an amazing
step. You're talking about nice segue.
We're talking about Pittsburgh and Penguins.
Well, then you say that. You say back to the hockey game, then you tell about that.
Oh,
the defense was phenomenal. Yeah, a lot of times, goalies get all the credit, but a lot of times, it's the shots they don't see that make them look so good.
I want to ask you an honest question.
No, I'll lie.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
Okay. If you had to put him on a map, would the average Pittsburgh Penguin fan be able to pick out Benghazi from San Jose?
Not when the series started, but after being repeatedly told by the people at KDKA in Pittsburgh and WTAE that in fact San Jose is not down near Mexicali or San Ysidro.
I love those towns. I go there all the time. I'm not kidding you. The chicks in those towns.
No, I've been through Mexicali.
God.
Of course, San Ysidro is most famous, known for that McDonald's.
San Luis,
exactly. Sports overnight. We're going to talk. We got a break coming up here in about 2 minutes. We'll do an update, but I want to talk about this. I mean, first off, I want to talk about the NBA Finals, and we'll get to the Draymond Green thing, and we're going to get to LeBron and all that, and we'll get to what Charles Barkley said. But I want to talk. There was a great 30 for 30 that came out about a week or two, about 2-3 weeks ago, called Unbelieveland. Wright Thompson was the guy who wrote it. He does a lot of great stuff for ESPN. And it's about the fans of Cleveland. I mean, they're the city the city with at least three major sports franchises that's gone the longest without winning is Cleveland. It's 52 years now.
You know, I always wonder, why don't they have an NHL team? They're right on the ice there on the lake.
They have they've had a minor league team for like forever.
No, they used to be the Sharks affiliate years ago.
And then, but
I loved them. I actually followed them when they were the Sharks team.
I don't know why.
It's weird. Huh? It's like Pittsburgh and St. Louis not having an NBA team.
Well,
St. Louis, you have that history.
Well, St. Louis is they had the Hawks. They were the Hawks. You know.
Was that Atlanta's team?
Hawks? Yeah, it became Atlanta. Yeah, matter of fact, the St. Louis was the team that Bill Russell's first NBA final. They lost to St. Louis.
Oh no!
In 1957, I think it was.
It's a good, unbelievable that all these cities thrive on the NBA, but you can't get teams in those cities.
Yeah, well.
What are you
going to
do?
Take
over the world.
And then again, St. Louis is also such a baseball town.
Oh man, they just swept Pittsburgh on an unbelievable.
Well, that's not. But I'm just saying.
So Pittsburgh fans are suffering. I'll give them that.
Oh yeah,
the Cardinals swept on the road, which is big.
Yeah, they're painting the town beige tonight at the what's called the Triangle in Pittsburgh. Do you know their 7-Eleven's actually close at 11?
Oh, I can't believe you brought that up.
Oh,
Raj is not coming back.
What?
He got a 7-Eleven close to his home in Walnut Creek.
Okay, we're going to we have a
road
minute.
Trip.
We're going to we have a very good friend of ours by the name of Raj.
Yes.
He ran the 7-Eleven that's down here at Sansom between California and Pine. Between a 5 and 7 minute walk. 5 minutes from me. 12 minutes ago. And he's funny as hell. I'd walk in and he would hit the alarm for the police to show up. That's, I don't know.
I didn't hear that one.
Oh, he was funny as hell. I'd walk in and he'd say, somebody call the cops. Maybe justifiable. But he went away back. Where's he from again? To Bangladesh?
India. Halim is from
India. Okay, he went back to India. And he's been gone for a month. And we'd come back. We'd have a little party. We'd shoplift some of the stuff he has in the store.
$2 hot dogs.
Exactly. I'd go in there and I'd swipe some gum. But evidently he's not coming back, huh?
Well, we're going to go out to Walnut Creek.
Oh, yeah.
Not too bad. It's 35 miles.
Right. The only 7-Eleven in Walnut Creek. We're going to find it.
I want to make the joke that he said was I had a hot dog with chili sauce on it. Uh-huh. And he sat there and I said, this thing looks like it's,
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, then you should enjoy it. So the next day I come and bitch about the gas I got. And he goes, oh, it made me really sick. I was puking all night. And he goes, would you like another one?
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio. I'll miss you, Raj. iTunes, iHeartRadio Live. Sirius and XM Channel 93. We got an update next.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, we can help. Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, and even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
You think he's gone? He's not gone! That's the whole point! He's never gone!
Is this some radical new therapy?
You see!
Oh, what about Bob Action?
Classic, of course.
Julie Haggerty, who I love. She was in the Airplane movies, too.
Oh.
Bum, bum.
Those would go down as all-timers, right?
The best way, with Barbara Billingsley, June Cleaver.
Of course.
I speak jive.
Excuse me, I speak. And it was funny, too, because those guys were saying total gibberish, you know. Even.
Yep.
That was great.
And what's her name from The Love Boat, played the sick kid?
Oh, yeah, that little girl.
What's her name? Julie. Nah, damn, I can't remember her last name.
We used to, when we were doing torpedo drills on our sub, we would sing Love Boat and then Fire One.
Who sang the theme to The Love Boat?
Oh, no idea.
Alan Jones, Jr.
No idea.
He sang, he was in a lot of the, his father was in a lot of the Marx Brothers movies.
It was a, was it Aaron Spelling?
Of course that was an Aaron Spelling.
How come Tori Spelling is like doing these psychic idiot commercials?
Because her father cut her, completely cut her out of his will.
Just because her acting skills?
She couldn't act like she was falling if he pushed her off the roof of a building.
Why would he cut her out?
Because I don't know why. Who cares?
And none of her brothers or other heirs? Or
she couldn't act, I'm sorry, she couldn't act like she was falling if he pushed her off the roof of a building.
What the hell is with that Aaron Spelling?
Yeah, well, since he died, not a lot.
He did that Vegas guy.
Dan Tana?
Yeah, I was watching. There was a marathon of that. About 80 times he drives up and down the street.
What's his name who played Dan Tana?
York.
Robert York.
SWAT.
Yeah, he played college football.
I liked him in SWAT, too. He also was good in that show.
Spencer for Hire.
Oh, that was creepy.
Yeah, I actually liked that show a lot.
Yeah, I forgot the brother in that. He's Hawk?
Yeah, it was the...
He became the captain of Deep Space Nine. Yeah.
He was also really good on that. He was also good on Soap. He played Peter Campbell, who was murdered in the first season.
Who was the lizard guy in Deep Space
Nine? I never watched Deep Space Nine.
Oh, Andy Robinson from Dirty Harry fame, the bad guy.
Oh, yeah, I can tell you.
Yeah. And I'm watching the show for like nine years, and then the last season.
You know how he got that role? In the original script for Dirty Harry, the guy was supposed to be a heavyset, kind of creepy-looking Vietnam vet.
Me?
But, basically. But one of the producers saw Andy Robinson because he had such a baby face. He was fantastic in that.
What's the one he did with all the nails in his head? I can't think of that.
Oh, I can't remember. Anyway.
They all stink, but that was a great one.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Last time the cops pulled me over, I told them I was Jerry Burke. That's the story we're going to go with here.
I told them I was Jerry Burke, and they said I had to register as a sex offender.
I believe it. This update is brought to you by the Prohammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors, youth leagues. You even have a softball bat to help with your swing. It's helped my wiffle ball game immeasurably, and you know what? Damn it, it can help you. So here's what you need to do. You go to their website. It's phbat.com. Type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
There you go. You get a great deal. from the Pro Hammer Bat. In no particular order, boys and girls, here we go in the American League. Real squeaker, no pitching. Toronto 10-9 over Dem Balmer Ojhan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, elsewhere in the American League, Tampa takes care of Houston. 5-0 your final score there. My computer just started blinking on me. That's
just when Houston was coming back, they ran into Texas.
Houston. Yeah. Honest to God,
there's the rivalry.
Honest to God, that's a monster team right now. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Le Tigre d'Etoile 4-1 over the Evil Empire. This is always a good thing when that happens.
They're bid to be 500.
Cleveland wins again, 8-3 over the Angels. Kansas City 3-1 over the Pale Hoes. Let's see. Texas 6-4. Over Seattle.
Texas won again.
Yeah, honest to God. In the National League, let's see what we got here. It was.
Go A's.
Yeah, exactly. 8-3. Oh, my glasses. There we are. 8-3, it was St. Louis over Pittsburgh, which is never a good thing. Yep. 2-1, boys and girls. It was the Colorado taking care of San Diego. 6-0, Arizona over Miami. Washington comes back to take care of Philadelphia. Your final score there was 5-4.
How far is it? 90 miles? Something like that?
From Washington to Philly?
Yeah,
give or take.
What's that beltway called?
The Beltway. And the one in Baltimore is called the Baltimore Beltway.
Oh, that's a good name.
Elsewhere, it was Milwaukee 5-3 over the Nye Mets. Oh, forgot one minute, other American League score. 10 innings, Minnesota 7-4 over Boston.
The riots have started.
Yeah. Interleague play, Oakland 6-1 over Cincinnati. National League, back to that. Cubs squeaked by Atlanta. Final score was 13-2.
Oh,
Jesus. Lord almighty. Yes. This update was brought to you. Oh, by the way, yeah, in Stanley Cup, Pittsburgh wins 3-1, empty goal, blah, 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 blah. They win the series 4-3.
Smile, though, your heart is breaking.
Exactly. Game 5 of the NBA Finals will be taking place on Monday.
I'm so elated because of the Warriors.
Out here in the biggity-biggity, minus Draymond Green.
But the Sharks bum me.
This update was brought to you by the Pro Hammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. You go to phbat.com, type in the coupon code
baseball.
You're going to get a great deal from the Pro Hammer Bat. By the way, for those of you who are wondering, the Angels, of course, the juggernaut that they've become. Mike Trout got hit in the thumb with a pitch today.
Oh, and I don't want to hear that
you
stuff. I love him.
No, but I don't root for injury, and I like Mike Trout a lot, but he dodged a big-time bullet. No serious injury.
Oh,
but
nice.
Can you imagine the Angels' chances right down the tubes if he was gone?
When I go to Angel games in Anaheim, I sit in it's called the Trout Farm, left field foul pole, coolest section.
Oh, really?
Oh, my God. You're sitting 2 feet from your bullpen. You can BS with all the bullpen
guys.
The best
is at Fenway, where the bullpen is located as opposed to the seats. It's right there.
Next to the Trout Farm, it's right. You're literally, like A's.
You've never been to Fenway, have you?
You know, the A's don't take my constructive criticism too well, though. I don't know.
That's probably why they haven't won a World Series since 1989, or even been to one since 1990.
Oh, come on.
Think about this. It's been almost 30 years since the Dodgers have won a World Series.
That's a bigger story than the A's.
Think about that. I mean, in almost 30 years.
Well, think about that. Out of the odds, right? The Dodgers not making it.
The Dodgers. I mean, you think about that. And it's just because growing up, the Dodgers, if nothing else, they were always at least competitive.
And had they gone 2 out of 3 now with the Giants, they would have been what, 2 games back?
They're 4 out now. Yeah,
you ended up losing a game going in there, and kind of had the game or whatever.
Yeah.
We'll see. There's only 100 games left, so the tension.
Yeah, about 105, between 105 and 107, give or take.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Wake me up in September.
We only have about 3 minutes here, and I do want to get this started. We do have Game 5, of course, coming up in the biggity-biggity. But even without Draymond Green, the Dubs are still 5.5-point favorites in this game.
Oh, did you tell everybody? I didn't hear you say that he was suspended.
Oh, yeah, Draymond Green suspended for Game 5 for and Charles Barkley said, he should have hit LeBron.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things. I think
it was the payback for the first one.
Yeah, I think it's the
OJ trial.
They're being a little ticky tack on this one. But even without Draymond Green, and he was an absolute monster in the fourth quarter of that Game 4.
Oh, that's why they want him out. But it's only one game.
If this were David Stern running the show, I would be convinced.
Cleveland still has to win a road game.
Stern. If this were David Stern in charge, I'd say he's doing this just to try to
Now, does he get to sit there, or does he can like?
No, no. If you're suspended for, you can't even be on the bench.
No, can you be in the stands?
If you paid for the ticket, yeah.
Can you stare down and like? come there with a megaphone.
Throw F darts at people. No, you can't. I don't believe you're not allowed anywhere.
Speaking of which, since he got suspended, you know, our resident roller derby guy, 47 Leonard Silverman, admitted on national radio that he was a groin kicker and he did it on purpose. So I'm wondering if we should suspend him for a few shows or something.
There was a player. That's right. What's his name? Collins from the Terry Collins. Not the manager. I forgot who it was. There was a player that got carted. Off the field in the majors. He got hit in the groin by some. I forgot who it was. I was looking at it earlier, and I was just like, really? And then I thought I was reading it wrong, but no, I wasn't.
Yeah, it's no Ty Cobb. Oh. Sharpened cleats going for your groin. You didn't have a groin issue.
I actually saw that happen once in a ball game. I don't even know if I want to talk about it. I got it once
in a ball game too.
No, yeah, but
short hop and
to this day I still think it was somewhat intentional.
Nothing has hurt me as much as that short hop in my life.
Oh, but it was a short hop.
Yes, that I missed.
Obviously,
it was the penalty for missing on the cosmic level. So
on the what level?
Cosmic. If I had made the short hop, I wouldn't have been injured.
Oh, okay. See, short hops usually aren't the ones that get you in the cubes. It's in between hops.
Well, you know what? It's a short hop that I missed. Yeah.
Evidently. 1-800-878-7529.
It did not miss.
iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, SiriusXM Channel 93. You can follow us on Twitter if you so choose.
No.
That's at Sports Overnight. If you like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or God help you, get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled GerrieBurke. My parents had a sense of HUMOUR. Coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California, where
it's been nice.
It was the wind coming out of the east and the north, so yes. No big fog issues.
It's 10 times better than the snow in Pittsburgh right now.
Yeah, exactly.
The trenches shoveling your walks. Ha ha! Go back to yours.
What did John Updike call Pittsburgh once? Hell with the lid taken off. This is Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, 1-800-878-7529. That be the number.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low, you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful, it holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
They were just mad at me for imposing discipline and calling them stupid.
Opening title sequence to Easy Rider. An old Hoyt Axton actually wrote this song originally. This is John Kay and Steppenwolf. John Kay was an East German defector, by the way. Do you know that? Johann, his last name was something like Kadenstall or something like that.
What year did he
defect? Do you want to put the microphone a little closer to
him? What year did he defect?
Early 60s.
You know I smoked a lot of grass.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. Popped a lot of pills.
Pretty much sums up the. I mean, where do you stand on things? If you ever had a chance, I remember I saw Easy Rider once in the Castro Theater. And if you've ever been to San Francisco, the Castro Theater is this old, ornate, classic theater. And they actually have the guy with the pipe organ who
yes.
plays beforehand. And it goes, drops
is
down.
Is it a guy or is it a girl? I thought it was a lady.
Whatever. Yeah. And it drops down into the floor, into the, and then the curtains.
But and they do all the musicals and sing.
Right. I saw Easy Rider there one time. And of course, if you're ever going to see Easy Rider, San Francisco is the place to see it.
I'm trying to think of what movie I just saw.
Luke Askew was in it, who was also in Cool Hand Luke, by the way.
Right.
Of course, Jack Nicholson.
Was that his first? No.
That wasn't his first, but that was...
his breakthrough?
Yeah.
Yeah.
From Jersey, by the way.
You know, Peter Fonda was in one of my favorite movies, even though, you know, it was like a sequel, but Future World. You remember Yul Brynner was in the first
I
one,
remember.
Westworld. But I, for some reason, I just totally loved Future World.
Best thing
World.
Peter Fonda ever did? Bridget Fonda. Sports Overnight America. He didn't do her. He produced her.
I was going to say Yulee's Gold, but another story.
Oh, Lord. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Boys and girls of all ages, it is time for the intellectual portion of the program.
You want me to leave?
Yeah. We should all just go out and get a beer on this one.
Oh,
it's sing-along time, kids. Here we go.
I'm getting a
set. Are big and bright. Clap, 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 clap.
Deep in the heart of Texas, the prairie sky is
This is just a toe-tapper.
Deep in the heart of
And for Texas, the intellectual portion of the program, boys and girls, we head to the Lone Star State, Texas, where John Updike said you can look further and see less than any other place on Earth. And we go to Galveston County, Tejas.
The other side of my Texas.
Yes, exactly.
Okay, El Paso, right?
Out in the West. That would be, God, who did that song?
Just 1 year in high school.
Robbins. Marty Robbins.
Oh, Marty, Robbins yeah.
Marty Robbins did El Paso. Nice. I saw the Grateful Dead do it a bunch of times. But yeah, Marty Robbins wrote El Paso. Out in the West Texas town of El Paso, I fell in love.
A bunch of, yes.
I fell in love with a Mexican girl.
Oh, no, I have different versions.
Wait, nighttime would find me at Rose's Cantina. Music would play and Felina would whirl. That's pretty goddamn good.
Wow.
If you remember. And singing it on the back of.
Spooky.
And I could sing it while Roy Rogers is singing Deep in the Heart. That's talent. Or I'm. Weird. Anyway, for the intellectual portion of the program, we head out to the intellectual portion of the program. We go to Galveston County, Texas. We talk to our friend Christian. Christian, welcome to Sports Overnight America. God help you. What's up, my friend?
Howdy.
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 Howdy. We got howdied.
Well, that's okay.
All right.
That's actually friendly,
The floor is yours, my friend. What's on your mind?
First of all, let me go ahead and start by saying. After the events that happened in Orlando, Florida.
Those weren't events. It was a murder.
Yes. Massacre.
Well, actually, two murders, considering the fact that they took place over a 48-hour time span. But
what?
Still.
What are you talking about?
Well, one one murder happened with a crazed fan of a pop star.
Oh, that's the
same city, right?
Same city, different,
yeah,
completely separate. That
right?
I understand what you're saying. All right.
The poor girl.
Okay.
That's unbelievable.
If you want to go there, yeah. Anyway.
No, I get it.
Okay. I mean, I'm sure the people from Survivor have to throw in their 2 cents coming up.
Equal amount of suffering in there. Not as many.
My thoughts and condolences to all those that have been affected by the murders of the last 72 hours in Orlando.
I went early. I don't know what, and well, excuse me for cutting in on you, Christian, but I don't know what drove me or possessed me, but when I heard about this, before I came into work, I just something made me feel it was appropriate to stop by the Castro District. Castro District, when people think of San Francisco, district. Everyone thinks everybody's gay here. It's not that. Well, a lot of us are,
yeah,
but the Castro District is when you think. I mean, that is gay. Okay,
yes.
It's clean. It smells nice. It's. I mean, everyone's
yes.
And that is. It's a very. That's where Harvey Milk's district.
That's
that is. One of the most beautiful districts in our city. It's got some great place. And I just felt appropriate to go. And boy, there was such a cloud over that district because
oh no, it's horrible.
It was and a big time police presence.
Right.
But we have the It's not called the Gay Pride Parade anymore. It's the LGBT Pride Parade coming up here 2 weeks tonight. It's coming up on the 26th. And boy, they're nervous here. They really are, and they should be.
Of course,
they should be. You know, and in doing so. You know, thank you for your. We appreciate the condolences, Chris. Let's get off the topic because it's pissing me off again. What's on your mind, my friend?
Nothing much except for.
Then why'd you call?
No, to give condolences.
Are you that bored?
To talk sports, for God's sake.
There you go.
Oh, there.
That's it. Then don't say nothing much. Say, I want to talk sports.
Who are we going
to
talk
about? Okay. When it comes down to Game 5 of the the NBA
yes.
Finals mm-hmm. coming up this Monday evening.
The game on Monday, just say it. Cut the...
Yep.
Yeah, the game
Brevity.
On Monday. The Cavs have their asses against the wall.
Yeah.
3-1.
Yes.
Yep. Wow. Wait, Christian, hold on. Did you catch that? We weren't aware of that, but
Draymond Green.
Yeah, but no Draymond Green. Anyway, go, there's still 5.5 point favorites.
The suspension bills.
Go ahead, Christian.
Okay. How do you think Cleveland should be able to do, knowing that they got their backs against the wall against a team in the Warriors who just might make history Monday night?
Well, how are they going to make history? By winning back-to-back titles?
Well, that and winning back-to-back titles and also being one of the most dominant teams in NBA history with a 73-9 record.
Okay.
We just got another bandwagoner. I love you.
No, he's a Rockets fan.
I'm a Rockets fan till I die.
And you should not have won those two titles. It was only because Jordan had to go away because of gambling.
We still love you, even though you're a Rockets.
You lost to my Celtics twice.
Yes.
You know what?
I got one for you.
Let's answer this question. Truthfully, my opinion. All right, if Cleveland is down at halftime, it's over. 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 Over.
No, this goes with what you're saying.
What?
You ready?
No.
If Draymond Green is on the bench or is suspended,
right.
They don't want
him.
He is suspended. Do you tank the game so he can play in the last game?
No,
that you win?
No,
no.
Because the other team, gets paid, and you never know what can. No, you don't. I remember. I swear this is true. I was living in Washington.
We're that good. I think the bench will kill him.
In Washington D.C. when the Red Sox won in 2004. There was a great bar there called the Tune In. It's around Cap, not too far from the Supreme Court building. I lived a couple blocks from there. I was working with XM Radio at the time in D.C. And this is a huge Red Sox bar, great dive bar, right next to the Hawk and Dove, if you're familiar with Capitol Hill. And there was, going into the bottom of the ninth of Game 4, in a series in which the Red Sox never trailed, there was someone in the bar who actually said, I wish they would lose a game or two so they can win it at Fenway. They threw the person out of the bar.
That's not what I'm saying. You never know.
Christian, tank it, so what? Oh, let's go back to Cleveland, and maybe Cleveland wins game 6, and then you go back in game 7. No, what are you, high?
But you got Draymond Green for both games.
Yeah, well, he gets to enjoy it. What, are you crazy?
All right. I told you it was weird, man. Wait.
Well, okay. Christian, let me ask you. Okay, game 6 of the 1980 NBA Finals. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar hurt his ankle. They go into Philadelphia. He can't even go. He doesn't even make the trip because they're going to save him for Game 7. They had Magic Johnson, a rookie, play center.
Right.
Right?
that was great.
Right? He ended up scoring 42 points and he ended up winning the game anyway. Do you think that maybe the Lakers should have perhaps tanked that game so Kareem could have been with them when they won it in 80? Come on, man.
Hell no.
Well, then there you go.
I don't think the Lakers like Jabbar.
One of the things I pride myself on is the fact that you've actually asked some of the dumbest questions in talk radio history, and I have yet to laugh so hard that a filling cracked in my mouth. But that one's in your top five. That's pretty dumb. But I still love you. What else is on your mind?
You basically got every single question I've asked over the last 5 1/4 years on this show.
Mm-hmm. It's been that long? Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
They way back to the Chris Townsend days.
Hey, technically, in San Francisco, you two guys are married.
Yeah, honest to God, we're common law. What else is on your mind, Christian?
Okay, another question I want to get off my chest. Mm-hmm. When it comes down, and I know that you guys don't really follow soccer all that well.
No. Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, Copa America. Oh, my God. Brazil goes home.
On another
hand of God goal by Peru, 1-0. Oh, my. South America's going to burn.
I have an actual live broadcast from that game. He kicked the ball. He kicked the ball. If you haven't heard, a handball not seen
by the referees by Peru goes in, gives them a 1-0 upset win over Brazil. Brazil goes home, and there is just the furor around South America. Peru's happy, but they're always happy there.
No, that's a good. That's
but
a
the
good
the upset. Furor is just unbelievable right now in Brazil. Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
Actually,
it's not really what I'm talking about. Oh, okay. But the point of the matter is
there's a point.
The fact that the Copa America tournament has been taking place in the United States this year, with it being the 100th anniversary of the tournament.
It is?
Yes. The tournament started back in 1916. It's actually pronounced in English the Copa America Centennial, but still. Seeing the fact that this tournament is held in the United States and all these fans from South America and Central America are embarking in the United States, as well as some from Mexico coming over, I mean, do you think that this will raise the popularity of soccer in the United States as a whole? That may sound like...
I think dentistry without Novocaine would become more popular than... It would become popular quicker than soccer would be in this country.
Wow! Really?
Christian, you have to understand. They've been saying this, and Cabby's a little older than me.
No,
they've been saying this about soccer since Pele was playing for the New York Cosmos. This every time, and then there was the whole brandy. Soccer in America? No.
It was some guy on Sirius. They were talking about how soccer, like the MSL, the Earthquakes, and the Galaxy. Yeah. They were saying that they have a bigger foreign following. In other words, it's getting like the NBA.
And here's the other reason.
They're watching our soccer, and it's a lot better than it was.
Well, no. Here's the other reason, and you just brought up a point, and you probably didn't even realize you did it.
No idea.
Most of the quality foosball being played on this planet is being played by people who are not American.
The word Madrid somewhere in there.
The names of the players... there's nothing. Okay, once in a while, there's a Landon Donovan you can reach, you can grasp on, or something like that. All right, but my point is, it's one of the problems with hockey too. Everyone says, well, they can't follow the sport. No, it's the fact that you can't pronounce half the names, and I'm not saying that in a bigoted or racist way. How do you become a fan of a sport when you have nothing in relation or common to anybody on the team? I mean, you know what I'm saying?
The other thing is,
in an average soccer game, the players run on average of 5 miles. Okay, this is like watching it's like watching a 10K race, except once in a while somebody kicks something.
Well, hockey's speed skating.
Hockey's cool.
No, and you got to be like an Olympic speed skater to get in there,
and you have to be built like me. Well, huge.
What do I want to
Wait, hold on, Christian. Go ahead.
Your soccer point.
Lord!
Forget it.
You smoked before you came in. Let's put it this way, Christian. I mean, they're going to invent time travel before soccer becomes big in this country.
I see.
Uh huh.
Even though they had a pro league for the last 21 years.
Christian, is this the off games for the World Cup? In other words, this is like an off year. So this is, are these the World Cup players that would be like if they had the World Cup this year?
Some of them.
Yeah.
What percentage would you put in there?
World Cup players.
Yeah, what percentage would you put in there?
See, you're making my point. You don't know.
No, I'm not to say.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm just saying.
But this is the truth. I can't stand Kobe Bryant. The last 3 years, he's done nothing.
But you knew he played for the Lakers.
Yeah, but he's been doing these soccer commercials, so I refuse to watch the soccer. Not because I don't like soccer, but I don't want to watch Kobe Bryant. I'm seeing him more than I did the last 3 years.
And here's the other thing. The instant replays they have in soccer. You know, all it shows is some European rolling his eyes in anguish or this total despair because somebody breathed near him. You know, when I see it as a replay, I want to see either an injury or somebody jumping into the stands.
Hey,
somebody fighting in the stands.
That's cool, too.
I had about $700 on the German 6-1 win.
Well, they blew out.
Those Germans are efficient.
Christian, what else? Is that all you got for me, my friend?
Nothing much other than how about those Penguins tonight?
Yeah,
shot to the gut right there.
Shot to the gut. You know what? As a Bruin fan.
Sorry.
Hey, look. You know what? Pittsburgh had a better team. We knew that going in.
Sharks had a better goal.
But boy, no, I don't know what Murray kid.
No, he's good.
But here's the news. That was. With each game was very, very entertaining.
Unbelievable.
It really was. That was an entertaining series to the nth degree, as they say. It really, really was. Hey, Christian, thanks for your time, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Of course.
I'll see you on social media.
Oh, yeah, and you can do so by following us on Twitter.
Not if I see you first.
True. At Sports Overnight. Kind of lazy about that lately.
Yeah.
Or you can like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America. You can get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke spelled GERRIE.
Only.
BURKE. My parents had a sense of humor.
I'm still on Facebook and MyFace.
You're still on MyFace. Yeah, exactly. Do you know there is still something like, no joke, there is still something like 300 million MySpace accounts around the world? I saw this thing the other day. MyFace. I know you're trying to be funny, but I mean, somebody hacked into it, and there's a story the other day. Believe it or not, MySpace was hacked into, and 75 million of you are affected. There's still 75 million MySpace accounts in this country?
No, you know, they were saying Facebook was going to replace it. Because did they say MySpace was for kids or something? Or
no, not.
No, when it started with like a big youth movement or whatever, when it first was initiated.
I've never, to a man in his mid-50s.
Yeah, well, never.
Those idiots at the USA Network, what they humorously refer to as the news, are going to be coming up next. You'll be finding out about that whole Japan surrendering thing, I'm sure. 1-800-878-7529, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California.
Eisenhower 1-2.
Yeah. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. This is Sports Overnight America.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063.
800-957-6063.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
USA Radio News with Anthony Lucero.
How easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
President Obama using the Orlando tragedy to push his gun control agenda, USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt reports.
In his public statement on the Orlando terrorist attack, President Obama alluded to his gun control agenda. James Carafano of the Heritage Foundation spoke with USA Radio News. He said he was disappointed in the president and others exploiting this tragedy for their own political gain.
There is an issue where people just take their political hot potato and exploit a tragedy to try to push a political agenda. This is it.
Garofano said law enforcement has stopped almost all the 86 major terrorism plots uncovered since 9/11. I'm Jason Wirt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star, and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
A recent attack on a gay nightclub has people pondering on the motivation of the terrorist. Was he driven by scriptural mandates of Islam? A Muslim scholar spoke in Orlando claiming killing homosexuals is the compassionate thing to do.
Death is the sentence. I mean, look. There's nothing to be embarrassed about this. That death is the sentence.
That's Farouk Sakalasvar. He made those comments in 2013 at the Husseini Islamic Center of Sanford, Florida. The Iranian scholar admits the Islamic tenet is allowed under Sharia law is illegal in the U.S. He also says it's the only way gays and lesbians can be forgiven.
But we have to have that compassion for people. With homosexuals, the same. Out of compassion, let's get rid of him now.
Some believe ISIS drove the horrific attack in Orlando. But more correctly, the mandate to kill homosexuals is found in Sharia law, rooted in Islamic scripture, the Quran. I'm Russ Jones.
This is USA Radio News.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Donald Trump is forging ahead with his attacks on a Massachusetts Democrat As we hear from USA's Chris Barnes in Washington.
At a Florida rally on Saturday, the likely GOP nominee said he'd apologize for the remark about Warren being Pocahontas, but he says he's not going to direct the apology to the Massachusetts Democrat.
I said, yes, I'll apologize. To Pocahontas, I will apologize, because Pocahontas is insulted.
Trump also still battling accusations of racism after his comments made about a judge overseeing a fraud lawsuit against Trump University. Trump noting to the crowd that he has the endorsement of boxing promoter Don King.
And he knows me well. You think he's going to endorse a racist, okay?
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Tragedy struck Roswell, New Mexico over the weekend. According to police, 34-year-old Juan David Villegas Hernandez is suspected of murdering his wife and their four children, aged 14, 11, 7, and 3. A family member found the five victims. Each had sustained gunshot wounds. Around 11:15 p.m. Saturday night, the suspect is still at large. This neighbor spoke with local media KOAT-TV.
The city of Roswell going through such tragedy like this, it's kind of hard to say words when it comes to your mouth, you know what I mean?
Police believe the shooting happened sometime on Saturday, but are not certain exactly when they happened. Villegas Hernandez is considered armed and dangerous. I'm Anthony Lucero for USA Radio News, and you can find us online, USA Radio.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
Ah, Santana. Just saying.
Local kid.
Local kid. Well, whether you found us by accident, too lazy to change the channel, don't know how to change the channel, in the middle of something better, which I doubt because you're listening to this show. God help you all, kids. You have found Sports Overnight America. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. I'm the host of this unmitigated disaster. My name is Jerry Burke. Thank you. Along with my personal chauffeur, the great Cabby. How you doing, man?
All right. As well as could be expected. At least I didn't spend $780 to go see it.
I found a Dave and Buster's token.
What is Dave and Buster's?
Dave and Buster's. It's a place. Kind of like a
A porno.
No, it's like a grown up.
Booth, a porno booth.
No. It's like a. I'm trying to say, they pool games, steaks, beers. It's like a grown up. God, what's that place with the kids with the tiger?
Video game.
Yeah, I can't remember. It's like a Jillian's, except a little less.
I believe you.
Yeah. Well, Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's is big. They're all around the country.
I know.
Then why didn't you say?
Because it's porno jokes.
iHeartRadio Live. Speaking of.
The staple of this
actually,
show.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. But first, let me tell you, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. You know, every month, I go on the afternoon show on Vivid Radio on Sirius and XM Channel 791 with one of the hostesses and adult film stars. 2 months ago, I was on with Monique Alexander, sweet girl from Vallejo. Last month, I was on with Annie Cruz, who's from San Francisco. And this coming month, on the 22nd, in that afternoon, I will be on with Katie Morgan, of course, who's on HBO with her show.
All Real Nice Sex. Girls with
Real, she's on Real yes. Sex on HBO, and she'll be, and she will be on with us that evening. So Katie Moore, I can't wait because she's actually really cool, funny as hell too. She's on Stern all the time.
You know, I'm more of a video guy than an audio guy.
I believe it. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists.
iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
Create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Nicholas Rowley, Courtney Rowley, Dominic Pachota are trial lawyers who deeply care about their clients. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm, with offices in Des Moines, Waterloo, Decorah, Iowa, St. Paul, Minnesota, Chicago, and California. The Trial Lawyers for Justice Law Firm handles catastrophic personal injury, wrongful death, and medical malpractice cases throughout the country. The Trial Lawyers for Justice firm has won through caring about clients and refusing to settle cheap and believing in the justice system, hundreds of millions of dollars in record-setting jury verdicts and settlements. Injury victims and their families will call 888-811-0844, 888-811-0844. And do it now if you believe you have a case and get the justice you and your family members deserve. Call 888-811-0844. Trial Lawyers for Justice.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices. Prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 877-663-7126 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 877-663-7126 to take your call now. Call 877-663-7126. That's 877-663-7126. Again, 877-663-7126.
This is Chris Townsend for the Pro Hammer Baseball Training Bat. The Pro Hammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Pro Hammer Bat.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hey there, sweetie. How old are you?
16.
18? You're first.
Mom!
I like where this is going.
You gotta love Quagmire.
Oh. One of the greatest characters ever developed by cartoons.
Little Jay Giles action. About tomorrow. You know, he started out as a DJ at a rock station in Boston, a WBCN. Which is, Oedipus was their program. Charles Lacordaire, who did mornings, I ended up working with him at WZLX, but same company, Big Mattress. But he went by the name Woofa Goofa. Peter
I've
Wolf.
I've seen him twice in class.
Jake got the magic dick. Oh.
We threw a joint on stage and he started smoking.
I believe it.
San Diego, yeah. We were proud. I was mad at the guy for getting rid of the weed, but then he started smoking. I said, okay, you're forgiven.
Here we go. So for those of you who were paying attention, being the fact that there was no chance for a Triple Crown winner at the Belmont, the mile and a half in New York, Creator was your winner by a nose over Dead Cell. Oh,
I had him in the first race.
14-1 it went off at, by the way. I had Gettysburg.
I gotta stick to these horses.
I had Gettysburg at 30-1,
and it came,
and Marco D'Angelo from WagerTalk.com said he'll be lucky if the horse finishes. Yeah. He came in eighth. Hold on a second. Shh. This is their pre-freeze frame, and this is when they were good. Oh. All right, Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93. Destin was the horse that Marco and I both 10-1 lost by a nose. Creator, Destin, Lonnie, Governor Malibu came in fourth. Fifth was Stradinario came in. But my boy,
I voted for
my boy Gettysburg finished 18 lengths off, but at 48-1.
Still didn't pay.
Yeah.
It's all left turns.
Yeah, pretty much. Or as they run in England, in England, they run the other direction.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they run. They run.
I swear, are you kidding me?
No, they run clockwise.
That's beyond hilarious.
Yeah, they run clockwise in with car races too.
No, they drive on the wrong side of the road.
Well, they
too.
Run in
what
car in car races. They run clockwise as well.
That's funny then.
Or is they don't say counterclockwise in the UK. They say anti-clockwise.
Oh no, it's Australia where the toilets swirl the other way.
It's not just Australia. It's the entire Southern Hemisphere.
Yes, of course.
That's due to the Coriolis effect.
We learn all that in nuclear submarine school.
Yeah, that's why Billy Lee says that's why his garbage done when the Coriolis effect takes place south of the equator.
The only vessel capable of surviving a whirlpool.
What, a sub?
Yeah. You don't go anywhere.
Okay.
We're back.
And Twinkies, right?
Yeah, there it is. Hey, now I just heard something about Twinkies. They're not cooked at all.
Oh, they have to be. The sponge part is.
Yeah, no, somebody like was a BS trivia question.
No. The dope, the cake.
So it's
part.
Just some BS on
yeah.
the internet.
You know, it's funny. I don't know where I saw it, but I have one of those diner milkshake makers. You know, the silver cup and the zzz, I have one. I got Williams-Sonoma. I'm a milkshake junkie. I love milkshake. I love ice cream, period. But something about a Twinkie milkshake. And I look, and basically vanilla ice cream, milk, and you put a Twinkie in it. Zzz, oh, it was so good.
Oh, it worked.
Oh.
I just do one blender milk and vanilla extract.
Let's be honest.
That's my banana.
When it comes
milkshake.
To Twinkies, yeah. I mean, the wrapper is healthier than the actual Twinkie, let's be honest.
No, right.
But they down south, they deep fry Twinkies, and they deep fry pickles, too.
Well,
but
they deep fry, yeah.
They deep fry everything. Keep your hands away from the deep fryer if you're down south.
Yeah.
Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live.
Stores.
Yeah, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93. We touched on this earlier, but let's touch on it again. And you lay another finger on me, I'm going to scream.
No touching.
Exactly. Let's put the Draymond Green thing aside. That's over
so,
and done.
Yeah.
It's over and done with.
Oh,
the Dubs are this. You know, people. The one thing I noticed in watching Game 4. First off, you will never see this happen again. If not never, but the odds on you. The Golden State Warriors made more 3-pointers than they did 2-pointers.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
There were 17 3-pointers and 16 2-pointers.
Right. Percentage from the 2-point.
Well, not horrible. It was 38%, but I've seen
that's horrible. But
Cleveland missing 11 free throws. That's what did the man.
You
cannot do that.
Right.
But I was watching, you know what I'm saying? In the third quarter, Cleveland was up 8. I mean, they were up 8.
No, that would be completely.
And those people in Cleveland, and, you know, I have nothing against Cleveland. I mean, I've been there.
Yes.
Didn't exactly, you know.
I could find it on a map instead of Benghazi.
I had a very dear friend of mine named Ricky Michaels, who does mornings now at 99.9 The Hawk in Allentown, Pennsylvania. And Rick has worked in Florida. He worked in Detroit for a while. And he also worked in Cleveland. He worked at the time, it was called 107.9 The End. It was an alternative rock station. This is back in the early 90s when music radio meant something.
Yes. Actual music.
And whenever there was a concert up in the Cleveland area, I'd get a hold of him and give me tickets and the whole thing. So I've been to Cleveland. And as opposed to what Jay Johnstone said, he went there once and it was closed. I have nothing. The people of Cleveland, you know, good on you. I mean, ever since your river quit being a fire hazard, I like Cleveland.
Yes.
I mean, Arsenio Hall's from there. You know, I mean, Drew Carey. I don't know of anybody else. Oh, Chrissy Hynde from the Pretenders and Joe Walsh.
Oh, nice.
Okay. Well, the James Gang was from Cleveland. Okay. And of course, the Raspberries.
Who in the James Gang? Did any of those guys ever end up on Eagles?
Yeah, Joe Walsh.
No, other than Joe
no,
Walsh.
No, just Joe Walsh.
Okay.
But I was watching. The other thing, Cleveland has gone longer with at least three of the major sports than any other city without a title. And that was 1964, so that's 52 years if my math is correct. Okay?
Wait, what was 64?
That was the
54.
No, 64, the Browns won. The NFL title, yeah.
Oh, nice.
They beat Baltimore 27-0.
That's 10 more years than I gave
notice
you.
I noticed that 27-0 just like that. Yeah?
Okay, good.
But so it's been a while since you know Cleveland State isn't going to win the NCAA football title anytime soon. But I was watching the people in the stands, and you can just see. I mean, they were, you could just see the just. Oh, Here
they
we
were
go.
Either crying or smoking like a ton.
No,
of weed.
They just no. They yeah. just had this look on their face, like
and the red eyes. They had the red eyes.
Yeah, too. Just like oh, here we go again. And it, look, and it, in this documentary that Roy Thompson did called Unbelieveland, and there's some. Yeah, 97. They have up 2-1 in the ninth inning. They have losing an extra innings to the Marlins. Okay, but that and then of course you had the whole Elway thing for two straight years with the Cleveland Browns with the Biner fumble and the year before that the drive. Cleveland the Browns had some decent teams. Brian Sipe with Red Wright 88 against the Raiders.
Yes. And who Denver Broncos with the
that was the I said the drive and I said the Biner fumble the final year. But the thing for the most part, Cleveland teams have sucked. It's not, you know, they were making a question. It's like every year we get our hearts broken. No, it's been maybe a handful of times that you've had your hearts broken in the last 50 years. But to see the look on some of those people's faces, I almost felt bad, for them. It really, this is a town that, if there's any city in America that really needs, and I mean really needs a winner.
Cheering up, okay.
Yeah, cheering up, yeah. It's Cleveland. Cleveland at one time was like the all-American city back during when they're in the heyday of the steel and the manufacturing. And then when that would tank, they had problems. But this, I felt bad for them. These people they have nothing else. So they have the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But
another reason to hate John Elway.
Yeah, but they just did their hopes and dreams are wrapped. And it's like any other city. You know, there's a civic pride in having, you know, like Boston. I mean, the Red Sox. I mean, there's a lot of civic pride involved in it here in San Francisco. When the Niners or the Raiders or the A's or the Giants or the Sharks or now the Dubs, yep. You know, everyone's happy. You know, I mean, it's just there's a vibrancy amongst the populace. But these people, you could just see it in their faces, just like, oh, well, maybe the Indians will help. No,
actually, you know what? I think this is one of the best Indian teams in a good. Few years.
Well, I know.
Go back to the Manny Ramirez. Yeah,
that 97 team. How they didn't win the World Series? That wasn't right. That was just a great team.
Cleveland is last year's Houston right now. It really?
Well,
is.
No. You saw Cleveland come, and Cleveland had some good players. You saw Cleveland
and the pitching staff.
Yeah, the pitching staff. But Gluber is not doing. If Gluber could start throwing.
Oh my God, that's what I mean. They're still winning.
But I mean, just
kind of a segue here. But my buddy was a big Browns fan. Went to the Denver game. And it was freezing cold or whatever.
Well, it wasn't that bad at the Denver game.
No, this is a true story.
No, those games were in the 20s.
Did it go overtime? Was it overtime?
The first one went overtime because of the drive.
Okay. When it went into overtime, there was all those fans there. You know how a football game, you got to sit there? Uh-huh. Everybody, I want to say it so I'm not just disgusting on the air, went to the bathroom on the spot.
No,
and it was so cold. No, it froze.
That was the red. No, it couldn't have been at the Denver game because the temperature was in the 30s those days. The Red Wright 88 game with the Raiders in 81. That was 5 below 0. That was cold.
Right, and so these guys couldn't get to the bathroom, and so they just did right.
I mean, speaking of which,
that's cold.
Everyone knows, you know, coldest NFL game. Air temperature was the Ice Bowl. New Year's Eve 67 at 16 below 0. The Chargers. And the Bengals, in January 10th of 82, with the Freezer Bowl, the air temperature was 9 below with a wind chill of 59 below.
And they opened the bottom gates, the equipment gates, when the Chargers were on the field.
It wouldn't have mattered.
You know what? You're right.
Because they played earlier in the year in San Diego, and they got beaten by 30.
And in San Diego, people were at the beach that day.
Oh, there's funny stories about that. It's just but in any event, the Minnesota Vikings in 1972 – played back in this regular season now, back to back, played in the coldest regular season games ever in consecutive weeks. December 3rd, 2 below 0 against the Bears, and then the very next week, 4 below 0 against the Packers. They won one, lost the other. Think about that. Back to back game, and Bud Grant wouldn't allow heaters on the sidelines. But back to back weeks, you play in the two coldest regular season games in NFL history.
Wow. That's a weird dude right there.
No. There was a reason behind it. Everyone thought it was.
No, I get it.
No, but it had nothing. It had to do with the Alaska pipeline. Yeah, true story. We got a minute here. Right. Bud Grant, of course, read the story about they were losing. The Alaska pipeline was losing. It was way behind schedule because what would happen is these guys would get bundled up. They were running the bulldozers. And every time they got cold, they have to take everything off, and it took them forever to get redressed, and they were losing time on it. And it didn't make any real difference. Anyway, they got Inuits to go run the bulldozers who just, you know, got up there and just did their thing. They got just as cold as anybody, but they didn't bundle up like that. They didn't lose any time. They didn't lose any productivity. And they were no warmer or no colder than the guys who were bundling up, getting dressed, undressed, dressed, undressed.
Right, because what do you call it, temperature change?
No, you equate yourself to, okay, this is the job I got to do. I'm going to be cold. So what? And the mind plays, and that's why he did that. It had nothing to do with trying to be tougher than anybody else. That had all to do with it.
So you don't think he was psychotic?
Bud Grant, one of the greatest head coaches ever.
He was.
And a funny guy. Really funny guy. He had, you know, it's funny. Everyone used to talk about, oh, the Vikings are used to practice. You know what the Vikings used to practice during the winter? In between weeks? They flew down to Tucson. When they had home games in December and January, they practiced down to Tucson and flew back up the day before the game.
I remember them beating the Rams. Rams were heavy favorite. What was that, 75?
76.
74?
76. And it's funny. At halftime, the score was 17-0 Minnesota. The Rams had the ball for 19 minutes, not 20 minutes of the 30. They out, you know, 250 yards, like 75 yards. But there were four turnovers. A blocked field goal on the first drive. It was run back for a touchdown. And, yeah, it was.
Those were rare back then. It was not like, I think there's more blocks today.
Well, this was, Nate Allen blocked a 17-yard field goal attempt by Tom Dempsey. Bobby Bryant ran it back for a touchdown. And, that was, final score of that game was 27-17.
Clubfoot Dempsey.
Yeah. But anyway, that's that was back-to-back years, actually, the Viking. I feel bad for the Rams. They always seem to run into those. But we got to go to a break here. We come back. We'll do an update. The rest we'll make up as we go along. Sports Overnight America, iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius, and XM Channel 93.
Attention! If you're in the market for a power scooter to reclaim your freedom, we have great news. Hartway, one of the world's leading manufacturers, has new factory direct power scooters for as little as $39 a month. Now you can stay active and have the freedom that a power scooter can give you. For over 20 years, we've been building the best and most reliable power scooters in the marketplace. And now with our new direct-to-consumer division, we can offer you wholesale prices. Plus, with Hartway Care Service, you are always protected. You will not find a better power scooter for as little as $39 a month anywhere. And with free shipping, if you call today, you can have a new power scooter delivered to your door for free in days. Financing is easy with your credit card or PayPal credit. Call now. 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183. That's 1-800-427-0183. 1-800-427-0183.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. 800-296-0906. That's 800-296-0906.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
What the f*** does that mean? Has everyone gone f***ing nuts? What the f*** happened to that guy's head?
The questions that have plagued mankind since at least this past Tuesday. I can't believe Cavi actually came up. I mean, usually you have the crap that you say. I was like, okay, that's good. But you actually said something that not only is clever.
Political insight.
But it was funny.
No, it's not meant to be. I'm very serious about it. I truly.
Well, it goes after what the East Germans and the whole East Communist bloc country. Those walls weren't up to keep them in. It was to keep us out, right?
Right.
Now we know why Trump wants to build the wall. It's not to keep the Mexicans out.
Yep.
If he wins, he wants to keep us in.
Yes, because we will be leaving.
In droves.
I will be headed to Tecate or San Luis.
I will be. Yes. I have a job offer in Colombia.
We're talking Shawshank Redemption.
I have a job. Oh, yeah. You'll be down at.
Exactly.
What was the.
Fixing old boats.
Oh, boy. What was it? What was the name of the town again?
I don't know the one in Shawshank, but
I do.
I'm an Ensenada frequent.
God, there's someone yelling at the radio right now. Yeah, and I could see it. It'll come to me.
Yeah.
Anyway, but yeah, it's not to keep them out; it's to keep us in.
Right.
Now it makes sense.
And he has to build a wall on the Canadian side.
Say Wantaneo. Say Wantaneo.
Is that a real place?
Yeah, it's not as pretty as it looked on TV, though.
Oh, there you go.
This update is brought to you by the ProHammer Bat Kids, the numero uno training device being used in the majors right now, straight through the minors, D1 level, youth leagues. They even have a softball bat to help with your swing. God, it's helped my wiffle ball game tenfold. It's going to help you. Josh Donaldson, the reigning AL MVP, started using it when Chili Davis was the hitting coach of the A's. He took it to Toronto. Now he's the reigning AL MVP, and my Red Sox with Chili Davis are tied for first in the AL East.
With the high batting average.
Thank you very much.
But no pitching.
Thank you. Now, for a second, here's what you need to do. Stop looking at porn. Yes. Not that we have a problem with it. As a matter of fact, we strongly advocate it. But just for a second, and with both hands, type in the website phbat.com. You like what you see, they have a coupon code. The coupon code being?
Baseball.
You will get a great deal for the Pro Hammer Bat. Congratulations to the Pittsburgh Penguins. Win their fourth Stanley Cup. Never won one in Pittsburgh, by the way. They take care of the Sharks. Really fantastic
disgusting
series. And good on the Sharks. Their first Stanley Cup appearance in 25 years.
Did Jones get credit for the game-winning goal? Martin Jones, the goalie for the Sharks?
No, I'm sure he
feels he's the one that put it in the net.
It happens.
I know.
It happens. Look at the hand of God goal Peru scored against Brazil. You think that referee doesn't feel it? 3-1 is your final score. They win that series 4-2. Congratulations to the Penguins. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. Pennsylvania, Alabama. You know.
I can't wait for the parade.
Yeah, they paint the town beige in Pittsburgh. You know, their 7-Elevens are actually open from 7 until 11.
Oh.
True story.
No, that's what they were original.
I know. But 2005. Hold on. Stop everything. 2005, February, March, I'm working for XM Radio in Washington. My dad, my late father. I was living in Occoquan, Virginia, down in a beautiful little town on the river. You know, my mom comes down to visit, and I have my 40th birthday coming up. And I'm her only son. And I say to my mother, I said, Mom, I want to spend my 40th birthday with you. Oh, she starts crying, blah, blah. We were drunk, but she starts crying at this place called McHale's, right on the Occoquan River. And my mom at the time was an executive for Hilton Hotel. So I'm figuring, we're going to go somewhere cool. We're going to Toronto. We're going to go to Montreal. She wants to go to Pittsburgh.
But any particular reason? Or?
I don't know. Mom drank a lot. I don't know what it was. So we go to Pittsburgh, and through XM, I had these media passes, for baseball. But Mom wanted to buy tickets, and it was funny. We got these seats like six rows behind the third base dugout. Both tickets combined were like $56. I thought it was $56 a ticket. They were $56 total. It was Tampa, then the D-Rays, and the Pirates. It was an interleague game. Final score was 19-11. Two bench-clearing brawls, and it was Bill Mazeroski Day. Bobblehead Day. And I got, because I had my media pass, I took my mom up to the press box. She had Bill Mazeroski sign my mom's bobblehead and everything. It was kind of cool, right? Hall of Famer. After the game, we go out and get a beer. And we're not staying across the Clemente Bridge right there, this area called the Triangle. There's a huge Hilton Hotel, and that's where we're staying. We both had suites. It's good to be me.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I'm out of cigarettes. Mom goes into her room. So I go down whatever street this was in Pittsburgh. And it's like 11:30, and the 7-Elevens are all closed. I'm like, what the F is going on? And they don't have bodegas in Pittsburgh. Finally, I see this place. It looks like a bar. I figured they'll – and they had a cigarette machine in there. It was a gay bar. And hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. Hi, sweetie. And I was like, I couldn't Okay. I mean, nothing against gay bars. I'm fine with it. I live here in San Francisco. No harm, no foul. But really?
No, this, I was
in Pittsburgh. Come on, man.
It was a Sharks game. End of the game. We go to our car. We, you know, park where it's no cost, but you got to walk back to your car.
Right.
There's a bar there. I said, let's go in and grab a beer, but I have no idea it's a gay bar.
Right.
So I walk in there. My three buddies are behind me, and everybody's just looking at us. And I thought I could be embarrassed. I could do that.
See,
I walked straight up and said, give me a beer.
You see, with you, it's no big deal. Like, see, I'm so I'm really cute, though. Yeah. I can. My father was the same way. My mom was like,
"Dude, I had a
if I was in a room with 1,000 people and there was one gay gentleman, he would come up and say hi to me." My father had the same. It's because we both had cute butts. Real quick, Major League Baseball in the American League, it was Toronto 10-9 over them O's and Baltimore O's. Still tied for first place, 36-26 with my Red Sox. We'll get to them in a bit. Tampa shuts out Houston 5-0. Le Tigre de Troyes 4-1 over the Evil Empire. Elsewhere in the American League, it was Kansas City 3-1 over the Pale Hoos, who were just sucking turnips lately. Minnesota with 3 in the bottom of the 10, 7-4 over the Red Sox. Blah, blah, blah.
White Sox got time.
Shut up. It was Cleveland 8-3 over the Angels, who will never lose a game. Neither will Texas, who beat Seattle. Your final score there was 6-4 in the senior circuit. That's the National League, by the way, for those of you scoring at home. It was Chicago taking care of Atlanta. Shocker there, 13-2. Elsewhere in the National League, Milwaukee 5-3 over the Mets. Washington 2 in the bottom of the 9th to beat the Phillies 5-4. Ouch.
Walk-off.
That's going to leave a bruise. John Papelbon gets the win. Really? He's 1-2 now.
So
good,
deserving.
Good on him. Arizona 6-0 over Miami. Elsewhere, it was Colorado 2-1 over San Diego. Good ball game there. Pittsburgh was beaten by San Luis. 8-3 was the final score, and it was the Giants 2-1 over the Dodgers. Interleague play, as we scroll up the screen here. Come on, screen. Scroll. Scroll, goddammit. Scroll.
I can't believe I can't remember.
There he goes. Oakland 6-1 over Cincinnati.
Yeah.
This update.
No A's.
Yeah, this update brought to you by the Prohammer Bat, the numero uno training device used in the bigs right now, straight through the minors youth leagues. They even have a softball bat that'll help with you with your swing. Isn't that nice of them? Here's what you need to do. Go to their website. It's phbat.com. You type in the coupon code.
Baseball.
You will get a great deal from the Prohammer Bat. It's good to see you again tonight.
Yeah, I think you're only doing good on the bat thing because they lowered the fences.
Honest to God.
So I'm like,
you saw me
before
hit.
You had to hit that fence. And
I could hit any pitcher alive if someone held them down for me.
There you go.
It's good to see you. I mean,
even if it's a girl.
You know what? I almost feel bad. Yeah. I almost feel bad being us on a day like today, but you know what? I'm glad you were here because I would have had a tough time doing this. It's tough.
I want to cheer people up. I know it's not the right path of life, but
a day like today, it makes you glad you're still expelling carbon dioxide. Hey, listen, we come back. We're going to talk about what they call the American classical music, jazz. We're going to do so with Laura Schaefer, great jazz singer. You can go to her website. It's a Midnight Refrain. It's out of Vegas. Boy, she's a looker too. She's better looking than you, Cabby.
Oh, please. My dog is better looking than
me. Say goodnight, Gabby.
Good night.
Sports Overnight America.
This is Chris Townsend for the Prohammer Baseball Training Bat. The Prohammer Bat is the number one training tool in all of baseball, currently being used at all levels from Major League Baseball all the way down to Little League. We even have a softball version. The bat is essential for any ball player to take their game to the next level. Go to their website, phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball. That's phbat.com, and use the coupon code baseball to get the special deal. You want results? Use the Prohammer Bat.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for prescription drugs? Well, we have great news. Now you can finally get prescription drugs at huge discounts from Canada Drug Center. That's right, the most popular drugs for cholesterol, high blood pressure, depression, diabetes, arthritis, and many more are now up to 75% off. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices when you can get brand name drugs at the lowest price? Call today and get up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs. Never pay high prices again. Get the most popular drugs at huge savings from our Canadian and international pharmacies and fulfillment centers. No insurance? No problem. Prices are so low you do not need benefits or insurance to get all your prescriptions fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting to take your call now. Order today and get free shipping. Just call 800-950-1180. Up to 75% off all the popular brand name prescription drugs and free shipping. Call 800-950-1180. That's 800-950-1180.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm looking at a song!
Oh, Miles Davis, man. Same birthday as me, May 25th.
I can see the connection there. Two great, great minds.
Also, Bennett Cerf, Mike Myers, Ann Hayes, Ralph, not Emerson, the other guy, Ralph Waldo Emerson.
All right.
See that?
You're in good company, Jerry.
Damn Skippy I is.
And I mean that by being here in this room right now.
Also, three kids I graduated from high school with, Cindy Piazza, Tracy Dirk, and Danny McGee. We were all born the same exact day. I was the last of the four. I was born just before midnight.
Were you all born in the same city as well?
No. Two were and two weren't. Okay. That's usually how four works, right?
Yeah.
Why am I playing Miles Davis?
Well, it could have been 3-1.
Yeah, with Tracy Dirk, it could have. The reason we are playing a little Miles Davis, I love jazz, and Miles is just flat out cool.
Yeah.
The other reason I'm playing it is because we're going to talk a little bit about, arguably, the truest form of American music, jazz.
Yeah.
And we're going to do it with one of the best jazz singers I happen to know on Facebook. Also one of the sweetest looking jazz singers. I mean, there's some good looking jazz singers over the years. There really have been. But this woman, I mean, cheekbones up to here. You can see her performing all around Las Vegas. Some of the nicest gowns you've ever seen. We're going to talk about her website. We're going to talk about her shows. And if she wants to try to talk about sports, damn it, we'll give it a shot, too, because we usually don't know what the hell we're talking about either.
Yeah, she probably has better insight.
Laura Schaefer joins us on Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Laura, how are you, sweetheart?
I'm wonderful. Thank you, Jerry.
You like those introductions, huh?
I think they're fantastic. I like to have them in writing.
I don't write anything down. Babs will back me up on this one. Now, Arthur, over here, I don't write anything down. I'm lazy. I just make it up as I go.
Well, you do pretty well.
Well, that's why they pay me the big money, quote unquote. Laura, the reason we're having you on the air is a couple of reasons. First off, even though this, I guess, in the big picture, is supposed to be a sports show, we've spent 2/3 of our time not talking about sports.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're well-rounded human beings. I have friends in the entertainment field, some of them kind of famous, some of them famous in their own way, some of them trying to get famous, and we do anything we can to have them on the air to try to help them out, help them promote themselves, also kill 15 minutes of the show where I don't really have to work all that hard. With that said, I've had Gina, and I forgot who it was who I met you through on Facebook, but I've been kind of following you around, listening to your work, and it's fantastic, and I thought, you know what? It's about damn time we have her on this radio program and let her completely pimp herself out so when she hits it really big, she'll know who got her there. How's that sound, Laura?
But just so you know, I never forget the little people.
I'm almost 6 feet tall. I'm not that little. but I am Irish. You can infer what you like from that. Shut up, Arthur.
All right.
Babs.
Laura, I can't say anything. I've got a little Irish in me, too.
Yeah, that's, you know, you probably, that means you dated Irish guys. I'm sorry.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I knew it was
Yeah, wrong. You knew that one was coming. And
it was too late. It was out.
That was a 3-1 fastball down the middle of the plate. That was an easy one. I'll tell you what, before we get into what you're doing now and everything, let's get a little bit of background on, because I don't know how old you are. I think you're around 24, 25 from the pictures. And
yeah, sure, that works.
Hey, I have four sisters. I can BS with the best of them. You know, but anyway, jazz is, first off, it's a very difficult music form. It's everyone thinks, well, it's free form. And it's not. It's very structured. My mom's brother was a professor of music at St. Bonaventure's. During the day, he was teaching Iron Contaminant. At night, he was playing trumpet and stand up bass in these jazz fusion bands. And he said that's harder than Mozart. So, I mean, what attracted you to jazz as a music form when you realized that you did have the pipes where you can actually hold, you know, keep a tune? I mean, what attracted you to jazz?
It was the songs. It was the melodies. It was the lyrics. Just the songs. Well, they were beautiful. And I my dad plays piano, so I grew up around a lot of music.
Uh-huh.
And so maybe I have it in my blood.
Right. Well, yeah, I do too. My whole family on my mother's side, they're all musicians. I took up juggling. You know, see where that got me. Well, who are your influences other than your dad tickling the ivories, as they say, when you were a kid? I mean, were you listening to people?
Billie
Holiday.
Billie Holiday. I have to say Peggy Lee, Lena Horne, mm-hmm. Ella Fitzgerald.
Love Ella.
Yeah, well, she's the queen.
Let me ask you something. Would you consider Nina Simone jazz or blues?
I think she's somewhere in the middle.
Oh, a hybrid. I like that. Okay, so
you know what? She's almost her own category because mm-hmm. she's so unique. I mean,
I agree. I absolutely agree. I love Nina Simone's my favorite. I love Nina Simone. That's, I just had to throw that out there to see what you thought about it. Well, okay, so you decide you can carry a tune. You're a little kid. And where did you first when did someone first hear you sing outside, of course, at home or in the shower? And people actually said, hey, you know what? You're pretty damn good, and you got it in the back of your head. I might be able to do this for a living.
You know, I don't think I ever thought I was going to do it for a living. It just was all I did, and it just sort of happened that way.
Right.
I was 16. I auditioned for a company in school. That we put together production shows. It was singers and dancers, and you could audition as either one.
Right.
And basically, I was sick of playing the oboe in band, so I was looking for another
elective. Oh, you and my mom. My mom played the oboe. Honestly, my mom played the
horrible instrument.
The oboe. And, check this out. She played the oboe and the drums. How the hell that happened? I don't know. Her sister, their other sibling, my aunt, she's a flautist and what is it, a piccoloist or a piccolele? Someone who plays a piccolo.
A piccolo, yeah. It's like a tiny...
Yeah, I know. What do they call it? Piccolist? Are they called piccolist, or are they just called someone playing a tiny flute?
I don't know.
The fife and drum partner, that's what they're called. Laura Schaefer, just a fantastic singer in Las Vegas. What's your website, Laura, so everyone can check you out, as I do on a daily basis?
It's www.midnightrefrain.com.
Look it up, Babs. Midnight Refrain. M-I-D. And see, this is an overnight audience. You have to speak slowly and spell for a lot of these people. That's MIDNIGHTREFRAIN.com.
Correct.
And don't spell out the word dot. I know people actually have spelled out the word dot. So you auditioned for this company when you're in 16. I guess you're in high school at the time because you're sick and tired of playing the oboe and everyone wants you to play the intro to King Tut. I understand. So how did that audition go?
Well, I got in the company, mm-hmm. and I think that was sort of it. From then, I realized that I was actually valid as a singer.
Mm-hmm.
And I auditioned for a musical theater company in university, but I never actually went. Instead, I went and did singing telegrams after high school.
They have those in Vegas. Where did you go to school?
Las Vegas High School.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying you're from Vegas. I'm just wondering. I didn't know if you went to a reform school. I mean, I have to ask these things as a journalist.
Well, we don't talk about those things.
Oh, that's you know what? I almost forgot the checklist on that one. Okay, so basically you're doing singing telegrams. Now, I've seen, you know, pictures of, you know, when you're performing in Vegas. You performed with, I mean, the names we'll get to in just a bit, but you're up there and you're playing some pretty big-time rooms and everything. How do you go from singing telegrams to, you know, playing with some fantastic jazz trios and ensembles in Las Vegas? Did you work your way up, or did you catch a break? Did you bribe somebody? I mean, how did this work?
I think you just by keeping at it. I mean, I got a big break when I was 19, thank goodness. Mm-hmm. And I got an audition, and I won the spot, and it gave me the lead in a show on the Strip, and it was a small show. Mm-hmm. But still, all of a sudden at 19, I was the lead in a show on the Strip.
Were you?
It's up and down and up and down. You just have to keep doing it.
Are you anything like me who just absolutely you almost get incentive from hearing the word no? Are you the same way?
No, I'm not.
Really? It doesn't give you an incentive to say yes. Yeah, screw you. Watch this. Really? It doesn't make you try harder?
No, my incentive is to pay the bills.
Hmm. See, we don't do that.
Jerry
here.
Jerry doesn't do any.
I don't do any of that. Babs and I have a credit card scheme and Ponzi and a pyramid Ponzi scheme going. Yeah, we've been stealing money for years from people. Laura Schaefer.
Hello, Babs, by the way.
Howdy. Babs is my Monday and Thursday co-host. He and I met, and we'll give you the Reader's Digest version,
it was over a year ago.
We performed together at this thing called the Brouhaha, doing stand-up in Pittsburgh, No H, California. I went out a couple of minutes before him, and I'm a juggler, which says a lot about my comedy, and he did his act, and we were talking later, and it turned out he actually did like a podcast and knew more about sports than I did. I said, well, why don't you come down, hang out in the air? And he was actually better at it than I am, and I've been in major markets.
He gave you some credibility.
Yeah, I've been in major markets since I was 25. This kid walks in here 20 minutes, and he's already better than I am. So what he comes in, and he brings vodka every week, so I figured I'll just let him keep coming.
We call him
Babs because Arthur Ballesteros, that sounds like you should have the comma Esquire after it. Plus, this guy who calls the name Showtime called him Baseball Arthur Ballesteros, B-A-B. Babs.
Ballin' Arthur Ballesteros. Yeah.
Right, so we started calling him Babs, and he's been Babs ever since.
Yeah.
So Laura's happy to meet you, Babs.
Yes, it is great to meet you as well. I'm looking here at your website, and I'm seeing that looks like you were recently featured on Anthony Bourdain's show. Some of your music was.
Oh, yes. He came and did an interview with me and put me in a Las Vegas episode. Actually, I get a lot of mail about that.
That's really cool. Is that the first time that you've had your original music used in a television spot?
Well, it wasn't original. I didn't write it.
Oh, okay.
Music we did.
Do you write your own music?
Sorry?
Do you write your own music?
Yes, I have written. I don't do it on a regular basis, but I do write occasionally.
That's fine. It was one of those curiosity questions. Please continue, Babs. You're doing better than I am.
Well, no, I was just curious because that's, quite a transcendent moment for a lot of artists to see their work featured on television, especially something, on a show with as much credibility as Anthony Bourdain carries.
Almost as
like
much
that.
Credibility as this show.
Yeah, almost.
So absolutely. I was stunned, and I was just so tickled when I got a call from his producer saying they wanted to feature me on the show because I've been an Anthony Bourdain fan for 7-8 years. So that was actually a really big deal for me. And I've actually, a little girl I used to babysit here in Las Vegas came to my show because she saw me on TV in Taipei, Taiwan.
Wow.
And her and her boyfriend were watching Anthony Bourdain. And we hadn't spoken in, 15 years. I had lost touch with her. And one day she showed up at my show and she goes, I saw you on TV. I live in Taipei. I came to see you.
That's
amazing.
Incredible. Yeah. To be able to have that connection from somebody seeing you in a completely different country, some of your music being used on a television show like that, that's a really cool experience.
I ran into a girl I dated in Germany back in the mid-late 80s. I didn't get the same warm reception. I'm sorry.
Well, we're not talking about you right now, Jerry.
We're not, but I'm just...
it's always about Jerry. It's always
why? Because my name's the one that's on the marquee, goddammit.
Hey,
listen, Laura, we have about 3 minutes left. What do you? First off, we're going to do everything we can to get you to perform at the Fillmore Jazz Festival next year. If you've never, I sent you, I think, a link to what it's like. They shut down basically the Fillmore District of San Francisco. They put a stage at the bottom of this sloped hill. The street is Fillmore Street, right by the Fillmore West, if you're familiar with that. And they just have this gradual slope up, and they have some of the best jazz acts, west of the Mississippi perform at this thing every year. And they even get some people who are kind of new, not when I say new, not very well known, kids mostly. And a lot of them are music students from Juilliard that fly in for this. I would love to help you play at the Fillmore Jazz Fest because that's actually a pretty big deal out here, Babs. Agree?
Oh, yeah. No, it definitely is.
That would be lovely. And I love San Francisco. What a gorgeous city.
We're sitting right in the North Beach District right now.
It's not a nice city tonight, Jerry. I'll tell you that.
Shut up. You Go get back to your porn mustache. Got about 2.5 minutes left here, Laura. Why don't you, what do you got coming up? What are you going to be doing? Is there something you would like to shamelessly promote? Because aside from Sirius XM and iTunes, we are on KSHP, which is 1400 AM in Vegas, the strongest signal. So if there's anything you want to throw out there, by all means, knock yourself out.
If people are in Vegas, they can see me every Monday night at the Tuscany. Or I've got a big concert at the Smith Center, which is our big performing arts venue in Las Vegas. Right. That's November 25th. And that'll be internationally broadcast by Yamaha, the piano maker.
No, at least not the motorcycle.
So that's kind of the big thing coming up. That's exciting.
Yeah. Well, how did you get involved? You got about a minute and a half here. How did you get involved with that? I mean, the Smith Center is a big deal in Vegas. Did they come to you, or did you have to say, hey, I'm interested, here's what I do? How'd that work?
The Yamaha representative is a friend of a friend, mm-hmm. and she heard me play with her friend last year during a convention here at sort of an unorthodox gig. But, again, it was a gig nonetheless, and you just keep going because you don't know who's going to see you where.
Right.
And she saw me there, and for about a year she started working to get me into their program where they telecast concerts. The last few people that they did concerts with were Sarah McLachlan and Elton John.
Nice.
So to be in this lineup is really outstanding and kind of unbelievable, and I'm really excited about it.
It's hard work, but you still enjoy it, I take it.
I don't enjoy it all the time, I have to be honest.
I like that honesty.
It's what I love, and so even though it's frustrating.
Right. It's like radio. It's like anything you love. Everyone thinks, oh, it must be so great. You know, it has its pitfalls. I understand.
Yeah, but it's a job like anything else. If you do it to make a living, it's not always sunshine and roses.
Yeah, but by and large, you probably can't. It's like, you know what, they're paying me to do this. That's pretty cool. You got to be thinking that sometimes.
Yeah, I could be mopping a floor somewhere, I guess.
I've never had a real job. Hey, listen, Laura, here's the deal. If you ever, and I mean ever, want to help promote something or do anything you want to help out in Vegas, like I said, we have a pretty disturbed, albeit dedicated, following in Vegas. By all means, we would love to help you out anytime. And by the way, Giants or Kansas City in the World Series, who do you like?
The Giants only because I'm a National League girl.
I'm an American League girl, but I'm still rooting for the Giants because I live in San Francisco and they throw great parades. Laura, stay on the line for us. I'll be with you in a second here. Laura Schaefer, go to MidnightRefrain.com. Check her out. Fantastic jazz singer, fantastic lady, and almost as good looking as I am. Sports Overnight America, Sirius and XM Channel 92. Your call's next. 1-800-878-7529.
GEICO presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. for this week. Get out your Shazam app now and check it out. Plus, have fun and interact with GEICO. Gecko yourself and share it with friends. Watch your favorite GEICO video. Get a quote. Shazam now for the full list and experience more with GEICO. The Shazam 15, brought to you by GEICO. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
GEICO presents sharing versus oversharing. Today, Bridget Griffin shared a video of her daily yoga routine, 2 self-help articles, and her new blog called Build Your Inner Bridge with Bridge. Girl, your sharing has turned into oversharing. No worries, Bridge. GEICO has some info worth sharing with your 7 blog followers, like how you could save money on your car insurance, update your policy, and report a claim just by visiting geico.com. How's that for building your inner bridge? Bridge, GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895, 800-760-4895. That's 800-760-4895.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Dave's not here!
Our thanks to jazz singer Laura Schaefer. Go to MidnightRefrain.com. Also, my personal chauffeur, the great... He'll be back next hour. Why am I thanking him? You can follow us on Twitter at Sports Overnight, although we're kind of lazy about that. Like our Facebook page, Sports Overnight America, or just get a hold of me personally. I'm the only Jerry Burke, spelled G-E-R-R-I-E-B-U-R-K-E. iHeartRadio Live, iTunes, the TuneIn app, Sirius and XM Channel 93, coming to you from beautiful San Francisco, California. This is Sports Overnight America.